voice of truth.
We need to wake up, people, because the way it used to be isn't the way it is. We're listening to Dave Howard and Dick Pence as they talk about the NDO and how the courts across the country have been siding.
And case after case across America, as you see in this document from ADF, Christian businesses have been fined. Some have lost their businesses. Many are being forced to participate in events that disrespect their religious convictions. Many are being sent to sensitivity training to train them in what they should believe and what their convictions should be. Now, for the average business person, and I think this is really where it gets down to, you know, I'm not participating in a wedding, those kinds of things. If you interview somebody for a job who is of the LGBT persuasion, that may never come up, and how would it unless they said so in many cases? But if they're not qualified, they'll still be able to come and sue you claiming that they were not hired because of their convictions. And so this is not a straw man. This will be a big issue in Billings. It will be a big issue across America.
Well, you know, it's interesting that in America today, when it comes to your religious views and you run something like a photography business or a cake business or a flower business, there's hundreds of these businesses out there. It's no different than if you walk into a Mexican restaurant and demand Italian food. I mean, you can go down the street and get Italian food. I mean, the thing is that it's as simple as that, but yet it has to do, and it stems directly from our First Amendment right.
And the interesting thing about the Washington case was, and some of you have read this, but if you haven't, this older lady ran this florist shop for years. The particular couple that asked her to participate were friends. They were good friends. She loved these people. But when it came to participating in that particular way, she lovingly said, I just can't do that. And to start with, that couple, that homosexual couple, was fine with that. The attorney general from the state of Washington picked up that case, I don't know if it was through blogs or what it was, and went after this business. That's kind of scary, because here is a state official, an attorney general. You know how hard it is to get an attorney general to write an opinion or to do something? We know. And so that tells you volumes about what's going on in our political sense, too.
Well, the thing is too, that attorney general is essentially violating her civil rights because he is not the complainant.
No.
Attorney general can't be the complainant. It's like in state law, like for instance, you have to have a complaint. In other words, somebody has to be wronged. The attorney general wasn't wronged. Actually, he found it out on a Facebook page, believe it or not.
And then
took it upon himself to sue this woman.
The key here is to understand that many of these businesses are being targeted. You know, it would be like if I walk in and I figured out how to get in your face or how to do you harm, and I'm doing it on purpose. And across the country, even in what we would call more progressive states, this is happening.
Well, let's focus specifically on churches. How will they be affected in not only Montana, Billings, but possibly the United States?
This is a little detailed, but if you look specifically at the third issuing of the Billings NDO under public accommodations, and this is under definitions, you see that places that offer services, goods, and facilities must cater to the LGBT community. I'm kind of paraphrasing here. Then they state in Part C that churches are excepted from that. But then they turn right back around and they say, except where they offer services.
Voice of truth.
This is so ludicrous, but you'll have to tune in next time to hear how the city council responded to what they said.